This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trueville Thursday. Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes from now as the Braves get set to take the series tonight against the Mets. 7-10 first pitch. You got Grant Holmes on the mound, which is fun. Chance to win this one after sweeping them last week. 6-1 against the Mets in this seven-game stretch. Would really feel good. And then the Phillies coming in this weekend as well. So we'll get to that. We'll get back into some of what happened last night in the NBA draft, specifically from the Hawks' perspective, the trade that they pulled off, just the, I don't know, like the real encouraging signs that a trade like that gives me about this new front office and these guys that are in charge now. What a fun couple of days they've put together just to sort of debut themselves to Hawks fans and say, yeah, this is what we're about. This is the kind of stuff we pull off. It's pretty good. Pretty good stuff. We'll see how it all plays out, but pretty impressive stuff over the last couple of days. And then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40 to wrap things up. Any question, any topic, phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. Text us or tweet us as well.
Big start to the movie blockbuster run, I think, comes today. And I know Sinners was a big hit, and there were some other ones.
Let me see if I can guess what it is. Is it a Mission Impossible?
No, that already happened.
That already happened.
I guess that kind of was part of it.
Okay.
Part of the start.
Gosh, what else is coming out? Happy Gilmore 2 came out.
Nope. I don't think it has.
Oh, it hasn't.
But that's going to be on Netflix only.
Oh, that's it's not really like that. Okay. Is it Fast and the Furious coming out?
Not yet.
Is it a Marvel movie?
No, but they do have some of those next month.
All right, what is it?
F1. Featuring Brad Pitt comes out today.
Oh, that's cool.
And so I plan on hitting a theater after the show today in 2 hours, 30 minutes, you know?
Whew.
It's a long one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long does the normal F1 race last?
That's a good question. Probably more than two
Probably
hours.
Probably longer than that, yeah.
Maybe not actual racing, but all the build-up and all, you know, certainly.
Talk for a minute.
Well, look, I'm looking forward to it. Between this and then Jurassic World Rebirth.
No, an F1 race lasts only 1.5 to 2 hours. So an actual race is shorter than the movie about F1. That's kind of cool.
Well, okay. I'm amped for it. It's Brad Pitt. I'm going to go see it. I'll let you know how it is tomorrow.
I'm excited to find out. I respect, obviously, he's an awesome actor, and he's done a lot of really cool movies. I like like this lane that certain guys find in acting.
Certainly.
And I think Denzel has done it and did it great for a really long time. A lot of people have done it, but like, where you just find like the coolest possible character. Bruce Willis did it for a really long time. You just find badass characters and then you're just pretty cool too. So you pull it off, and it's probably not like the hardest character you've ever played. Like, there's probably some roles that have taken a little bit more out of you. But you just get to be a badass in a movie, for 2.5 hours. It's a respectable move that a lot of these guys make.
When I was listening to an interview with Pitt earlier this week, and they were doing a lot of real driving on real tracks.
Which I bet is so fun. Like, sometimes you have to be in a movie where, you know, you got to lose 40 pounds or something like that.
Less fun?
Yeah. Like,
less fun?
Here's a movie where, yeah, we had to do a lot of race car driving.
So they're saying they a couple different tracks.
Where my co-star's a babe, and we had to do a lot of, like, love scenes.
Well, they also, like, they weren't, like, hey, we're going to go at this speed, and then in the movie we'll make it look like you're at this speed. The way those cars are designed, you can't go slower.
Oh.
Like, it's because of wind and draft. And, like, you have to be going 180. Going 140 doesn't work in those cars at those turns. So, like, Brad Pitt was just, like, driving 180 miles an hour. They somehow got insurance to cover it, which is great.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, we look forward to the review tomorrow. We'll get to an NBA draft conversation in 15 minutes, like we mentioned. Let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Bow!
Acuna lines it fair. And the Braves will score two. Ronald Acuna Jr. wasn't very happy with those two pitches in, and he gets a little retribution.
Yeah, they pitched him inside a number of times yesterday. Obviously, in that bat where he ends up with two RBIs, too little too late, unfortunately. And, you know, you got to a pitcher in Pintaro, who I believe was making his major league debut. Fun story, he went to a small college in Georgia and played there for like 5 or 6 years and then made his way on up through the majors and made his debut last night. He was promptly greeted by Ronald Acuna, and they had to take him out of the game and let Diaz come in and close the thing out. But, yeah, even in the day where the Braves don't do particularly well, Ronald Acuna still got on base 3 times, got a hit, drove in 2, and we find out that he's going to be participating in the home run derby. So still a good day for Ronald Acuna, even when the Braves lose.
Trying to gauge the vibe of the Braves fan base today, because there's still an opportunity tonight. Obviously, if you could take 3 out of 4 in this 4-game set and – it would feel really good, but it felt like there was a massive drop-off in emotion yesterday after the loss.
That's interesting.
Like, almost like it was a total setback.
Yeah, I mean, look, they haven't really earned any benefit of the doubt, so right. I understand that every loss is going to get people...
back off the train.
Yeah. But, you know, you've taken 5 out of 6 against the Mets in the last week and a half. You win today, that's 6 out of 7. Either way, going 5-2 in these 7 games against the Mets is a huge win. Like, you feel great about that. And yesterday you sent out a 20-year-old who was making his second career start on the road against a really good offense. Like, that's why when we talked about it yesterday, I was like, I didn't have a lot of optimism that the Braves were going to win the game.
And I told you.
They got Clay Holmes on the mound, who's a pretty good pitcher, and you had Didier Fuentes making his second career start. It went about how it was probably going to go. Now, that's not to say don't play the game, whatever, but like, I would have been really frustrated if they lost and the guys pitched well, either one of the Spencer starts to start the series, or honestly, if Holmes doesn't go out there and pitch well tonight. Like, you need Grant Holmes to kind of continue what he's done the last few times out. And I wouldn't get a chance to talk about this because I wasn't in when he did it. Grant Holmes recording 15 strikeouts in a game is insane. Like, that's like ace pitcher strikeout stuff. And I'm not saying that he's that guy, but the strikeout 15 guys and 6 1/3 is like Randy Johnson prime numbers. And then he came back out last time, went 5 2/3, didn't allow any runs against the Marlins and got them the one win they got in that series. Really need Grant Holmes to pitch good tonight. It would really be nice to win this series and beat them 6 out of 7.
Yeah, I think taking 3 of the 4, like the mentality of 3 of 4 versus the mentality of a split heading into a home series against the Phillies would be huge. For me, it was always yesterday you're probably going to lose. Like, and you just had to kind of deal with that. And unless the offense somehow just had one of those days where they, you know, knocked in 7, 8, 9 runs, you weren't going to get much done. I do think that this has to be the last we've seen of Didier Fuentes right now. I don't know if it's down in the minors. I don't know if AA needs to make a move. You got to be more competitive. Right now, it just feels like every fifth day there's almost no shot to win. Maybe it's unfair to judge him after these two starts. You can't mess around based on where you are in the standings with this guy learning how to pitch and win games. You don't have that luxury right now.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess at this point you've gotten two. So, because that's a lot of what this stuff is, right? Like, when you're bringing Eddie Rosario onto the team for a week, you're just looking for an at-bat here or there.
What do you got to remember, again, why you used him in the first
place?
Of course. And it's
Chris
a completely different reason for why you used him last night. It was supposed to be to get everyone in line for this Mets series, for this Philly series, to reset the rotation, give guys an extra day of rest, all that. It was supposed to be one and done. Maybe you would transition him into the bullpen or something like that. It was supposed to be one and done.
Because that was my thought when I saw him pitch on Friday. That was before we had the Sale news. I was like,
right.
If you want this guy up here, like, he's got great stuff. Like, he's throwing the ball like crazy, and he's got decent secondary.
And you have weaknesses in those areas?
There's no, I mean, I don't know how many guys in the bullpen right now that I'd feel that much better about than him. Like, that was, I was like, I put him out there, but obviously Sale gets hurt.
And then your plans change.
Yeah, so now you got to figure it out. Problem is, and I'm with you, like, I would love in 5 days to not see Didier Fuentes on the mound.
I don't know how much better seeing Hurston Waldrop's going to feel.
Hurston Waldrop or whatever. Like, who else is out there? That's why earlier in the show, we were not joking when we were talking about Charlie Morton. Like, Charlie Morton plays for the Orioles. He's done better. And now, he was awful. He was so bad. His first, like, I don't know, seven or eight appearances, they put him in the bullpen, and he picked up a couple more losses in the bullpen, which is like coming out in middle relief. He's been better over the last month. But, I mean, that's just a name that we know, and we know that Alex Anthopoulos likes names that he knows. He's not available. You'd have to trade for him. They're going to have to at some point this season trade for another starter. I know it's still a bit early to be doing that, but you can do it.
Yeah,
I mean, there's teams that are clearly going nowhere.
Well, Sandy Alcantara's up for grabs. I think we know that.
And he's been pitching better over the last month.
I think the Diamondbacks, even though they're ahead of you in the standings, based on the injuries they've suffered, they're going to be in sell mode as well. If you want to bring in Alcantara, fine. If you want to bring in Zach Gallen, I'll listen. And then we mentioned...
yeah, that'd be great.
We mentioned two...
Although Gallen's had a rough year, though.
Yes, but I'll still give it a go.
Yeah.
And we mentioned two relievers. Give me Helsley and Finnegan over at Washington, and you can remake this thing.
It feels a little bit... And I'll be honest, I didn't really realize that this was going on, but now that we've heard some of the audio from the New York media folks, and then... I mean, they pitched him tight a couple times last night. It does feel like something's brewing a little bit between the Mets and Ronald Acuna. He parks one early tonight and celebrates because you know he's going to. I don't know what they're going to do about that.
By the way, is it? I mean, I guess the answer is yes, it is. But, like, is it celebrating if it's what you do on every single one, whether it's against the Mets or against the Royals?
So I guess their claim was that he...
What do you think?
This is such childish BS.
A harder Euro step?
No, he threw the fake grenade at their dugout. That's the claim.
He kind of did that, it looked like.
Right.
Pretty cool.
But, like, you know, so what's the difference between throwing, because it's a fake grenade, right? Like, you know, if it was a real one, I'd get
now,
it. Like,
who
that would
said
be terrible.
It was a grenade?
What else would it be?
It could just be
a loud
a
firework.
Ball? Well, it doesn't make noise.
But he covers his ears. What's he covering his ears for?
He just... Not, so he doesn't hear the crowd noise.
Doesn't hear,
doesn't
the,
hear the
Mets dugout chirping as he
doesn't he bite
by.
The thing off of it first?
It's an apple.
Hey, so whatever happens with them tonight, we're not going to get to see them again until after July 2nd. So July 2nd, Jerks and Profar, it will be coming back. Let us not forget that Jerks and Profar last year tried to fight the Dodgers, all of them. If
he's
know,
been he, suspended enough, we don't
you,
need
no,
him.
Look,
getting...
You hear people talk about sparks and people bringing a spark to the team. And
he was
leaders.
On drugs then, though, so that was probably.
We don't have proof of that.
Yeah, like come
I
on.
Mean,
stuff stays
a
in your system.
Of doubt.
It was stored in his fat cells.
I don't care if he wants to fight some people. That'd be great.
We could use somebody that has that type of. You know, we don't want Sale coming off of the bullpen.
No, we don't want that
at all.
I'd take
broken rib trying to fight people.
If Profar can come back for the final 80 games and like produce offensively and punch a couple guys on the other team, then great. I'll forgive the 80-game suspension.
And get us to the playoffs. We'll figure out left field when we get there.
Yeah, we'll figure it out when we get there. We'll put Alex Verdugo back out there, and maybe he can do that like in the playoffs what he did for like the first week when he was in the lineup when the Braves first got him. All right, we'll come back. We'll get into an NBA draft conversation. This is a quote from an anonymous general manager. Now, they didn't text me this. This is from an article in The Athletic. They're talking about the trade that the Pelicans made with the Hawks last night. The worst trade, non-Luka division, that we've seen in at least a decade. The Hawks were the beneficiary of the worst trade that we've seen in at least a decade. They fleeced them. It's better than fleeced. I don't know what's better than fleece. Alpaca? That's expensive stuff.
Goose down?
They goose downed them. They goosed them. All right, that's validating because that's how I read it. I was like, that's the dumbest thing I've seen a team do in a long time. Turns out in at least a decade. We'll talk about how great it is to be on the receiving end of a trade like that for once coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Check it out. You already know this your folks. Trillville.
Yes, sir.
And you already know you tune in to 92.9 The Game with who?
Andy and Randy.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back, man.
Whoop.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday, about 15 minutes away from the AMA. Ask me anything, any question, any topic. Phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. Great work yesterday on the questions and the phone calls. Had a lot of good ones. I went home thinking about that one we got, too, where the caller asked, if there was an athlete's career that sort of aligns with your love life, who would it be? I still couldn't come up with a great answer. Grant Holmes kind of came to mind, honestly. You know, kind of bounced around a lot of minor leagues for a while. He'd spent some time in Mexico. Maybe some years you're not proud of, you know? But then you emerge, and you end up in a great spot, and you're happy about it. Grant Holmes might be a good parallel.
I'm still stuck with Jacob Toppin, unfortunately.
No, yours is excellent. Yours was perfect yesterday. Anyway, we'll get to your questions in 15 minutes, and they can be about the draft. They could be about anything, obviously, but just think about them now and call when it's time, or text us or tweet us. All right, so we've spent a lot of time talking about what happened last night in the first round of the draft. Ultimately, for like immediate purposes, the Hawks come home with Asa Newell, which is really fun. Obviously played 1 year at Georgia. A lot of Hawks fans are Georgia fans. You're going to be familiar with them. It's not every year that the 23rd overall pick is a guy that you're familiar with. So that's fun. And, you know, he's got a lot of upside. I don't know what his role is immediately, as it's probably going to take him a couple of years to develop. But you get the athleticism. You get the pick. He was a guy that we had talked about potentially being there at 13. They got him at 23, so you like the value as well. The interesting thing is how they got from 13 to 23. And some of the fallout now from the national media is just really aligning with what you and I were saying, Abe, at the top of the show. Because what in the world are the Pelicans doing? Like, what were they thinking? How did this get through multiple checkpoints and allowed to happen? Do they know what protected or non-protected is? Are they familiar with any of the rules about how this stuff goes? Here's the first line from the Athletic recap of last night's draft. The Hawks, by the way, are in the winners section of the winners and losers article. Quote, I have so many questions about what the New Orleans Pelicans are doing, but if there's a loser in the Hawks-Pelicans trade on Wednesday, and there is definitely a loser in the deal, that means there has to be a winner. Obviously, the Pelicans are the loser in the deal, and that makes the Hawks the winner. And again, it baffles me that this even happened. I would have been excited about it if it was top 10 protected. I would have been excited about it if it didn't even come with the 23rd pick, if you just traded out and got this for next year. There's so many different ways that it could have been worse and still great, and yet it ends up being this. And I don't know, it's fun to be on the receiving end of somebody making a huge mistake.
If you go back to when Nico Harrison traded Luka, yeah, and everyone was like, what are you doing? It's one of the worst decisions, blah, blah, blah. There were still plenty of people who were taking up the argument as to why they felt he did this. Okay. They were worried about paying a guy overweight, right, blah, 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 blah. Whatever it was. I haven't seen a single person step up with a defense of this move. That to right, me is what almost stands out more from the Hawks' perspective, which everyone agrees almost unanimously is a great move, a great addition. I haven't seen a single defense of, here's maybe what Dumars was thinking, here's why they did it. Not one.
Right, because with other horrible decisions that teams make, there's at least like actual humans involved. Like maybe they just hated Luka, right? And it seems like that's part of what it was. Then there's the side of it too where you do get back Anthony Davis, which isn't equal, but at least it's Anthony Davis. In this, They traded someone who we don't know who it is. Who honestly, in a very lucky world, but in a real world, there's a possibility where it could be the number one pick.
You can't find one devil's advocate out there that's like, here's why, here's it's why better it than you think it is, or something.
Someone will do that because it's someone's job to do that. Okay, like someone will do
at
it.
At the same
but
time,
what are they going to say?
It might be such a bad move that they don't. Like it really,
but
might
there's
be
always that guy, right? And you're kind of prone to be that guy.
Andy, it's 1:30.
Try to zig when everybody zags.
It's 1:30. This move was made at 10:30 last night.
Yeah, and
we're
All he did at first
17
was
hours later, I've heard
gasp,
nothing.
And now people are collecting their thoughts. And that's what these reporters are doing in terms of texting, you know, anonymous GMs and other scouts to be like, explain this to me. And they're like, no, I can't. It's one of the dumbest things that's happened in a decade.
And to your point, like, yeah, I will accept that. A lot of times I will look at something and say, maybe he was thinking this, sure. Maybe he was thinking that. Sometimes I take it upon a point of pride to look at it at a different angle and just kind of have a different feel for it.
Yeah, part of the job sometimes.
Bro, I've got nothing.
Yeah, there isn't.
Nothing.
There's no reason to trade an unprotected.
And that's fine. Like I said in segment one, I will say it again today. He should be fired.
Yeah. I don't know who you mean by he. Whether it's Troy Weaver, the general manager of the Pelicans, or Joe Dumars, who's now the president.
Yeah, both
of them. Or,
yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's how bad franchises stay bad, and it's exactly what good franchises are supposed to do to bad franchises. Now, I'm not going to go so far as to say that that's how I feel about the Hawks front office. It's been 2 days, but it's been a really good 2 days.
It's been a good 2 days.
Like, they've done more in 2 days to make me be like, dang, these guys have an idea than I have felt in quite a while. Like, there were times during the Schlenk era where I was like, all right, I see what he's doing. It didn't all work out, but it was like, I think it was a net positive, like what Schlenk.
I don't know if we ever stuck with it long enough to see the vision entirely play out.
I agree with that. But I mean, like, the ceiling that it reached was pretty great. And,
yeah.
And there were times during the process where it was like, all right, I feel pretty good about this guy. Like, you know, since then, haven't really been doing a lot of that. It's been more questioning and kind of wondering. The last couple of days have been pretty clear. And the cool thing about it, too, is the Porzingis stuff is, all right, this is for now. This is to try to take advantage of now, put a need with this group and see what you can get out of it. And then last night's move was for later. And that's what good front offices do. If you can manage to thread the needle of taking care of now and being good while you're taking care of now, and it feels like if Porzingis can be healthy and Jalen Johnson can be healthy and a million other variables, but like there's an optimistic version of next year's Hawks team that is a good team. Last night what they did was brilliant, and it's hard to do both of those things at the same time, and yet they have.
You know, it kind of makes me think about some NFL franchises that just don't have major, major setbacks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you look at the Packers, and they go from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers, now straight to Jordan Love. And the Steelers have had a pretty good run at times. I know now they're stepping in it and are having some issues.
49ers.
But it kind of makes me feel like one of those – the difference between those franchises, they find a way – whether they earn it or deserve it or not, to extend windows or avoid the rebuild or whatever. Different things happen, right? And it's different in baseball. You can just throw money at the problem and buy teams, and that's what the Phillies and Mets are doing. But to be able to kind of address some issues now, but also certainly potentially lengthen whatever path you're on, it's no longer just a one-year window we're looking at because of this deal.
Well, I think that the thing that me and Randy always talk about with good franchises versus not so good franchises is, with good franchises, the blip on the radar is a bad year. You have a bunch of good years, and then something goes wrong, or you make a bad choice or whatever, but then you fix it and you get back to being good, steady. With bad franchises, the blip years are the good year. And unfortunately, if you look at the Hawks over the last 10 years, there's been a couple blips. What were the blips? The blips were good. What does that say, right? That's not a particularly great run franchise.
Right.
And again, like, they haven't played a game yet with this front office putting the team together. So I'm not trying to sit here and be like, yeah, like, the Hawks are now run by Sam Presti. I'm not trying to get too crazy with it, but I'm really impressed with what they've done this week.
I am interested. I don't know if you get these emails or not. I get them in mass. But, like, NBA title odds now that the draft is complete, or now that free agency has taken place. I'm, for once, I look forward to that email coming out and seeing how much the Hawks have adjusted.
Yeah. I bet it.
And part of that has to do with the Halliburton injury and other things that have taken place in recent weeks, too.
When is it coming?
I don't know. I don't know if they'll have one after tonight's second round of the draft.
I bet you could get pretty good odds on the Hawks just like making the Eastern Conference Finals right now. I'm not predicting that they're going to, but like, with the way the East is right now, and they still have moves to make this offseason, who knows?
Again, this, I'm just throwing out a number. I don't know if these are real. Would you be surprised if Monday it was 300-1 and today it's 150-1?
Mm-mm. No, with the Porzingis addition. And then also, you know, if they take advantage of this trade exception and add another really nice piece, I don't know. This is fun. It's fun to feel like this.
It's been a while.
It's been a while to not be like, what are they doing? Like, all right, I guess. credit where credit's due, though, because last year's offseason landed them Dyson Daniels. So they've fleeced the Pelicans two offseasons in a row. Well done. You can't fleece a Pelican. Maybe that's where the down comes from. What are Pelican feathers good for? Probably something. We'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. That'd be a great AMA question. What are Pelican feathers good for? 404-726-0929. Load the phone lines up. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and RightFromTheHeart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Full phone lines, love it, but I cannot get over some of the reactions that we're reading, and not just like on like message boards. Like I'm reading the Athletics draft analyst reaction to what the Pelicans did last night, and it's comical. It's wonderful to be on the receiving end of this for the first time. One other funny kind of random note, Pelicans related. Their new general manager, Troy Weaver, used to be the general manager of the Pistons and then briefly was a senior advisor with the Wizards before being hired this offseason as the general manager of the Pelicans. By trading for Sadiq Bey the other day, he's now acquired Sadiq Bey 3 times in 5 years. He drafted him, then he traded, no, sorry, then he signed him after, because remember he was here and he blew his knee out, signed him to a multi-year deal with the hurt knee, knowing he wasn't going to play last year, and then the other day traded for him. So find somebody in your life that loves you the way Troy Weaver loves Sadiq Bey. Well,
Double A says, hold my phone. I got Jesse Chavez online too.
Yeah, but at least Jesse Chavez has done some stuff, you know?
Sadiq Bey's been good. Ish. He was good here.
No.
In his role?
No. No, he was not.
Well, the team was bad. He was, you know, okay. Some defense, a little bit of
He was the worst
shooting.
Defense. All right. Love somebody the way Abe loves Sadiq Bey as well. What is Sadiq Bey have something on you guys? Like, yeah, what's
the,
going on?
The flare, the green flare in the hair.
He was a nice shooter for the
He was fine.
Half of the first season that he was here. That's true. All right, let's get out to the phone lines. Mike is in Atlanta. Hey, Mike.
What's going on, guys?
Hello, Mike.
Small question. Do y'all take y'all phone to the bathroom and be in there longer than you're supposed to be because you're playing in your phone? And second question, the first time that you got drunk and puked, do you know what you was doing and what you was drinking? I hang up and listen.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes to both of those. I definitely take my phone in the bathroom. I do that.
Do you spend longer?
I try not to, yeah. But like, I'll be honest with you. Like sometimes it's 6:15 and I haven't had a moment to myself all day. And my, you know, kids always want something. They want something. And I just want to go in the bathroom and sit down for a minute. And oh, look, now I'm on Instagram Reels and watching Tiger Woods highlights from 2002 or something like that. And I get lost in it.
Yeah,
I try not to.
I take my phone. I don't think I'm spend any significant time longer than I would. Like I'm not just sitting on the throne for 35 minutes on my phone.
Yeah, well, you're not hiding from anybody.
No,
I'm in there hiding from responsibilities.
At home, this is a very acceptable practice, and I do the same thing too, especially with kids.
Yeah,
just don't do that at the office.
Yeah, right. Don't do it at the office. And
Everybody's
I try not to do
there,
it there.
There's a guy watching TV in there. And you're trying to get some business
get
done.
Some
and you only get 5 minutes, and somebody's in there just watching. You know. Friends.
I remember a lot of details about the first time that I got sick drinking. It was Bacardi, just like regular Bacardi rum and Coke. I only probably had drank maybe one or two times before that. And a lot of my friends were home from college and I was still in high school and they had like a half gallon of it. And I just made a couple strong cocktails because they were feeling good. And got real sick.
Yeah. First time I ever drank, I threw up. I had 5 shots of vodka. And I threw up.
Yeah, that tracks. You went too hard.
That was that.
So did I. It was at my friend Ryan's house, and I was like very apologetic that I was doing that, but then also it was really important to me that he knew how much respect I had for him. I was like, I just respect you so much. You're so great. And that's kind of been a behavioral pattern, not getting sick, but I'll get drunk and tell you how I feel about
it. Yeah, that checks out with how drunk Andy acts now.
Yeah, drunk Andy's real friendly and complimentary. All right, Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Yo, in honor of Randy not being there, I'm giving y'all middle names.
All right.
So, Andrew Stefan Bunker and Abe Aloysius Gordon. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing pretty good. How about you, Mo? What's your middle name? What's your middle name?
I'm going to be Michelangelo.
Okay.
Great. Just randomly.
All right. Sounds good.
Just random. Hey, so question for y'all. Batman or Superman, and one got to go. Luke Skywalker, Kenny Skywalker, or Uncle Luke?
All right. I'm a Batman over Superman guy.
Are we just in general or like in a fight?
Oh, I don't know. I just personal preference.
Yeah,
I just think Batman's cooler.
I think he was asking like, yeah, right. And I Batman over Superman too.
It looks like there's a new Superman movie coming out.
Yeah.
And there's a dog in it.
Crypto dog or something.
Oh,
Crypto. Yeah.
Crypto.
Superman's dog.
That's next month.
Huh. That's funny. I didn't know that. Well, I mean, I knew it was coming out, but I didn't know that he had a dog.
Only this is the first time it's ever been brought to life. It's a cartoon dog. So we'll see how this goes.
All right. And then out of those three,
what was the middle one he said?
Kenny Skywalker.
Oh, okay.
basketball player.
And one's got to go?
Yeah, I'll probably get rid of Kenny Skywalker. Yeah, that's I want to keep Uncle Luke for sure.
Right.
And then Luke Skywalker's a vital character in the Star Wars
I think
universe.
I think we're on the right path here.
Okay. No offense to Kenny Skywalker. Like, he won a dunk contest in the 80s. Pretty cool. Josh is in South Fulton. Hey, Josh.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, Josh.
Two questions. The first question, do y'all know the next time you'll be out of the studio, like time and date,
yep,
or place and date and everything like that?
Yep.
And then the second question, no disrespect to Turtle, but how did he get a show before the ATL show? That's one of my favorite weekend shows. I'll hop off and listen. Appreciate
you. Thank you, Josh. I can answer the first one easily and succinctly. Tomorrow. Tomorrow we will be at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw from 11 to 2, and we would love it if you came by. I'll defer to Abe for the second one.
Yeah, no, everything's good. We just company makes decisions, man. I'm getting some great opportunities, though, with you and Randy.
That's right.
This past couple of weeks, so having a great time.
Yep. There you go. Rich is in Alpharetta. Hey, Rich.
What up, fellas? I got two questions for y'all.
Yep.
First question, I'm gonna just preference this. Y'all don't kill me. I'm a Lakers fan, but living in Atlanta now for 4 years, I'm starting to dive into the team.
Right.
I'm excited to go to the Hawks games this year because the team looking a little nice. So out of the East, who do y'all see as real competition, knowing that the bigger fish, so to speak, has kind of been put to the sideline? I'm looking at Orlando, New York again, and the Hawks. And who else you think you could add to the team to make it better, you know? Second question, I don't really like the heat. Like, I'm an October baby. Like, I love the cold. Why is it some people, they'll want the heat to come, want winter to be over, but then when it's hot outside, nobody's ever outside because it's so damn hot. Like, what's to that?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm a fall preference myself. But yeah, people love complaining about the cold and then complaining about the heat and then just kind of on repeat. Like, people just like to complain, I think.
I will complain about the heat knowing that because of that, I cannot complain about the cold.
So, right. You sort of set a standard for yourself.
I'll go, you know,
to not be a hypocrite.
Yeah.
I do sometimes think to myself in the wintertime here, like when it, because it doesn't get that cold that long.
That's the other
but
thing.
But it gets cold for a minute. And obviously we had a pretty, like, a pretty extreme winter last year with a couple snow days. There will be like one or two days in the winter where it'll be cold for long enough where I'm like, man, it's hard to believe that at some point not too long from now, it's going to be so hot that people aren't going to want to go outside.
And I just have a tough time reckoning with Atlanta being cold because of where else I've lived.
Right.
And it's just such a tough comparison to be like 23 degrees and I'm like, the last city I lived in was negative 23. That's a 40-degree difference.
My thought process is usually just when I'm about done with it, because it takes me until about February, mid-February, I'm like, all right, enough. Like, this sucks.
Okay.
And then it stops sucking. Atlanta's like, all right, you're right. Now it's going to be warm, and it's amazing. And every single year I'm thankful that I live here, and it gets warm soon, and the sun is out a lot, and all of that.
Let's speed around it. Eastern Conference. Cleveland's still an issue?
Yeah, Cleveland's definitely
Boston?
Still an issue. No, Boston's not a championship
Knicks still an
threat
issue?
Next year. I don't know. We'll see. They got to get the right
coach. Out. Bucks?
I don't think so.
Pistons, yes?
Maybe. I think they're good. I don't know about, like, making it out of the Eastern Conference.
Magic?
Magic, I would say, yeah. I think the Magic are
going to be
pretty good.
And then we'll speedrun. Heat, no. Bulls,
as of now,
no.
But I don't know. Don't discount the Heat having just an incredible offseason.
No, but as we stand right now.
Okay.
Heat, no. Bulls, no. Raptors, no. Nets, no. 76ers?
Probably not.
Hornets?
Absolutely not. Wizards. Even less of a chance than
so,
that.
So, I'm with you. Cavs, Knicks. Maybe Bucks, Pistons, Magic are the five for me.
Yeah, no, it's a really nice time to be healthy and talented, if that's what the Hawks are. Now, we'll see, because obviously that's what stood in their way. And the biggest question mark about the guy they added to the team this week is health, not talent. So, but it's a good time to have the opportunity to try to lean into your roster, and the Hawks seem to be doing that. Roger is in Griffin. Hey, Roger.
Hey, Andy. First, I grew up in the 60s and 70s, and I believe our Bacardi and Coke was something entirely different than what you ingested.
Probably. I probably wouldn't have threw up if I was doing that.
Yeah. Real quick, though, and I'll give you my my thing is, who would you want to see on a kind of a breakout night, and who would you want to be sitting with? And that's my premise is I'd like to be in London sitting between Jimmy Page, Eric Clapton, and the Beatles to watch Jimi Hendrix pull out the first time. So who would you like to see at a particular point in time, and who would you like to be sitting between?
Wow, that's a really good one. Randy said he hung out with Dennis Rodman one time. I would have liked to have just been there for that. And then, I don't know, what do we need to be seeing? I don't know what time that was, but really anything to do that night. But I would have loved to have been a tag-along on a Dennis Rodman, like, Bulls era. Do you even call it a binge? Because his life was a binge. But, like, just one of those ragers. Like, and I could only do one night, probably, and I might not even make it out of it. But I would just like to see what all went on in that.
I would love to be... I don't even know who with, like, just great actors watching, like, Daniel Day-Lewis in There Will Be Blood or something like that.
Okay.
Like just people who can truly appreciate that level of mastery, that level of character. I don't know which actors that would be, per se.
Another one that just came to mind, that one's fun, too, that you just did. But another one that I thought might be fun is like peak Frank Sinatra. Like what time would that be? Like 60s, like 50s, 60s,
yeah.
Hanging out with the rest of the Rat Pack while watching a Frank Sinatra show, wherever the biggest Frank Sinatra show would have happened at the time, wearing like a tux, drinking bourbon, playing pool. Mm. Basically that picture that everybody sees.
Yeah.
That. And then going out with them that night and seeing what that night is.
Okay.
That'd be fun too. All right, Josh is in the UPS truck. What's up, Josh?
Hey, guys. Hey, you guys are talking about movies coming out this summer. Bo, this question's for you. I've called and asked about your rankings of all the Jokers and stuff. With the new style they have for the new Superman movie coming out and how just different it is from every other Superman movie and how unswole he is compared to Henry Cavill, I'm thinking low-key this is about to be the banger movie of the summer. Bo, I want to get your take on what you think this Superman movie is going to be like. Thank you.
Thank you, Josh.
So I certainly hope that it's the banger of the summer. I got a lot of questions, you know. I do really very much want to see this movie, but I was a big Snyderverse fan. I do love the darker, more adult-like adaptations of comic book movies. So we'll see. I don't know. He does. He looks like he's wearing pajamas. There's a dog in it named Crypto that has superpowers.
Like
we'll see. If it's good, it's good.
The previews look very silly.
They do.
Right? Is that fair to say?
And then, you know, everybody's jumping all over the Guy Gardner Green Lantern. That's what his hair is supposed to look like. He does have a mushroom cut in the comics. So that casting looks fine. There is a trailer out there of Green Lantern just kind of slapping somebody and giving a bird with the lantern hand or whatever. So that looks kind of cool. But, yeah, we'll see. I very much want to go see it. I will go see it opening weekend if the Braves are out of town.
I loved the Christopher Reeves movies when I was a kid. Right?
We all did. Yeah, right? Very good.
That's
even Brandon Routh's movie, which was supposed to be a sequel to
Superman
The Last
Returns?
Superman. Yeah.
Remember the TV show Lois
Brandon
and
Routh
Clark?
Did great. Yeah.
With Dean Cain?
Smallville was fantastic.
That show was great.
Did you ever watch Smallville?
I didn't watch Smallville.
That was great. All of it? It was fantastic.
Yeah. Do we have time for one more? All right. To Bobby's in Brookhaven. Hey, Tobobby.
Hey, y'all. So, I don't know if you've seen it, but we had a meteor that you could see from Atlanta and from Tennessee. In my small hometown, everybody went crazy thinking we were under attack. And I have a very vast knowledge when it comes to things like aviation and meteorology.
Okay.
I absolutely despise when people think that, you know, they are experts on those things. Mm. What are your pet peeves of something that you find yourself to be, you know, an expert on that whenever people just talk about it, it just irritates you because you know they know nothing about how that concept works?
Great question. What do you got, Bo? Bo raised his hand high.
When people think the sharks attack humans.
Ah, yes.
On purpose. To eat them.
It's a conversation that comes up sometimes on this show. God, you be honest with you, man. Like, it doesn't really bother me that much when people are dumb. Like, all right, that guy's just dumb. I appreciate them letting us know. You know what I mean? Like, I appreciate them publicly proclaiming, and they don't even realize they're doing it, but just letting everybody know, all right, well, I don't have to worry about what they think about anything ever again, because that's an idiot. So I'm actually thankful when people do stuff like that. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day. Takeaways of the day, every day to wrap up the show. I'm just going to quote that anonymous general manager in saying that the trade that the Pelicans made to the Hawks last night is one of the worst that they've seen in a decade, which means the Hawks pulled off one of the best trades in a decade, if you want to flip it.
Yeah, man, on that same note, the Pelicans didn't get fleeced by the Hawks. They got goose downed.
I don't care what the Mets say. Might be a grenade. Might be an apple.
Could just be an apple.
Could just be an apple.
I'm going to eat an apple right now. Cosmic crisp. We'll talk to you tomorrow from Kennesaw, 11 to 2, Twin Peaks. See you there.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.